ppfpod@gmail.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Turnbuckle Trash is proud to present to you one half. Oh, wait, we're both here.
We're two halves.
We're two halves. We make a whole. We make a whole, Dave.
A whole of, not a whole bunch of something, anyway.
Not a donut hole, Dave. Why do you always go to food?
Well, you know how I am, anyway.
Dude.
Yeah.
Remember when Road Dogg was on Raw, like, last week?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was funny.
Uh-huh, yeah. That was, yeah. But, yeah, that has to do with a guy that you really like. You like the Elias thing, but you're not happy with it.
Are we going to talk about this now, Dave? Because I'm really upset right now. You better give me a minute to calm down.
Well, we'll come back to that. Hey, I would love to talk to you about Double or Nothing, the situation that you had with trying to buy tickets. You were actually trying to get tickets, weren't you?
Well, Dave, let's talk for a moment about AEW. So, was February 7th, they announced, you know, that when tickets were going to go on sale and all that stuff. And so, I went online real quick and they were giving out random pre-sale codes. So if you entered your email address, there was I don't know what the chance was, but there was a chance that you could get a pre-sale code. Well, I got a pre-sale code and I was like, oh my gosh. I might actually be able to do this.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I was like, I got a pre-sale code. Like, I can – they went on sale at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And I looked – and I was on ready to rock and roll at 10 a.m. Mountain time. So I went to lunch and forgot all about it. And I was like – came back from lunch. And I was like, oh crap. So – luckily, the guy that I work with is pretty cool, right? So I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. For the next, like, hour, I'm not going to do any work. I says, this is – you're on your own. So I'm like, put him in the driver's seat, and I'm like, made him be my chauffeur. So I jump online. I register, you know, real quick. I put in my credit card information. I'm like, ready to go. And it's like, pick your seating area. So I picked like a good – they were going to be like $121 a piece. So it was kind of in a, you know, the middle price range, not the real expensive ones, not the real cheap ones. And I'm like, you know, I could probably swing a couple hundred bucks. This is gonna be awesome. So I pick my section and I go to the next thing. I put in my credit card information. And then it says, congratulations, you're waiting in line. And I'm like – what? And I'm like sitting there. And then all of a sudden it kicks me out and it says, the event that you're trying to purchase is no longer available. So I hurry, I go back to the email that I got and I said, it is still available. It says that the pre-sale goes till 5 p.m. tonight. There's still tickets. There's, you know, so I go through it all again. And they must have just had so much web traffic, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
I go through, do the same thing ever. Log in, create my account. It doesn't save anything, of course, right? So put my credit card information in. Pick my price seating range. And then it says, bad request. And kicks me back out again.
Dang.
And I'm like, by this third time, I'm like getting furious, right? I'm like, what the heck is going on with their stinking website? So I go through it all again. You know, kind of reminds me of that, you know, that goofy cartoon when he says, you know, you grab him by the tail, you swing him around, you stomp on him, and then you give him the old heave-ho, you know.
Yeah.
It was just like sequence over and over again, you know, sign in for the account, put in your credit card information, picture session. And I'm like, by the third time, I'm like, wham, 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 through it, right? And finally, it's like, congratulations, you're waiting in line. again. You know, and I'm like, oh, great. It's like, you're going to – it's like, just be patient. We're letting people go through. We're releasing groups of people so many at a time so that we don't flood the system. So I wait in line or whatever for 45 minutes on my phone. Man. And you – and like I said, I didn't do any work the last half of the day. And keep in mind, like, you can't let your phone screen go off, because if you have to power up your phone or whatever again, then so like I'm having to touch my phone screen and keep it alive and keep the – and you got to be careful not to refresh your browser, not to go into any – so I'm standing there for like 45 minutes looking at my phone, like, and it keeps saying, you're waiting in line, you're waiting in line. Finally, it starts thinking, and it, this little clock thing comes up, and it's like, your tickets are ready to go. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's finally happening. So I click two tickets for the medium price range, and I go forward, and it says, there are no tickets available for your price range.
Oh.
So I click best available seating, and it so it goes the clear up in the nosebleeds. The tickets were $36,
uh-huh.
And it says, this is the best section available. And I says, okay, fine, whatever. I just want to go for the nostalgia of it. Give me two tickets. And it says, we're sorry, we do not have two tickets available together in this section.
Oh, dang.
If I got to go, if I'm going to go to AEW, I'm not going to sit in one seat and have Dave sit in another seat.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, we got to be sitting next to each other so that we can high five and, you know.
Oh, and have a blast.
And you know, and then when those nostalgic moments like Cody Rhodes winning the NWA title so that Dave could reach, you know, I've been waiting for this moment my whole life.
I'm going to cry. This is so good.
this is so good. Special to me. You know, this was the title that Cody's father held.
Yeah. But it didn't work, huh?
So it says tickets go on sale to the general public February 13th. So yesterday morning, you know, I'm like, well, maybe I'll still have a chance. I get on there and type in AEW, and it says, AEW tickets sell out in 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
It makes me wonder how many they released on the pre-sale versus the regular sale or whatever. But the pre-sale, I waited for 45 minutes and had the option of the nosebleeds, and that was about it.
Well, at least you tried.
At least we tried. But on a side note, Dave, February 23rd, there is a live event for a new independent professional wrestling league in Logan. I'm not Logan. I'm sorry, Salt Lake. You're in Logan. Duh. And I'm going to go to that.
Oh, Devotion?
Devotion Championship Wrestling. The guy we've been trying to get on the pod that runs the promotion, Manny Lemons, is a busy guy. He travels about 3 days out of the week, and then he does his school the other 3 days of the week. So the only day he has at home is, I think, Sunday. And if I were him, I wouldn't want to record and talk to two numbskulls on a Sunday either. So
you can't blame him.
So that's awesome, man. I did talk to Manny. He was really, really awesome about it. And he said that if I come early to the show, that he's going to get a whole bunch of people to talk to us and be on the podcast with us. He said, you guys can even do a live show or a live stream or anything you want to do from the show. And
aww.
So that was cool of him.
That's awesome. And you know what?
He felt pretty bad.
I can't go.
What?
I can't. We're having flooring put in that day.
You know what, Dave?
Yeah. Got priorities, huh?
This podcast is over. We're done. We're through.
If I can work it out, I will try.
Absolutely.
I will absolutely try.
You know what I would do, Dave, just for you?
What?
I would even pay your entrance fee into the event.
Dude. You would?
I would do that for you.
Yeah.
And I would even buy your dinner at Carl's Jr.
At Carl's Jr.? Double Western bacon cheeseburger minus the cheese.
Oh, I love the Western. Number three.
Mm. Oh. Carl's Jr.'s. We always talk about food at one point or another, don't we?
You know, Dave, I am on a seafood diet.
You are?
Yes, I see food and I eat it.
Waka waka, as they say, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's awesome. That's a new promotion. It's in Salt Lake City, but they do a wrestling school too. And I understand that they've actually moved. They started off kind of in the southern area of Salt Lake City and South Salt Lake, and now they've moved up to really close to the Vivint Smart Home Arena, basically across the street. That's where the Utah Jazz play.
Yeah, they're going to be in – I guess there's a little area in the gateway there that they they're going to be at. So,
well, that's awesome. I hope everything can work out. I will give it a try, but I will be getting down there this year. I guarantee you that.
Absolutely, so. Absolutely. You know, and I hope that the weather cooperates too, because you know I don't really want to be on the freeway going 20 miles an hour trying to get to a professional wrestling event. You know,
and I don't know how many people have been following the weather in Utah. I mean, we've had some nasty weather.
Oh, yeah. Especially you guys got hammered up there.
Yeah, we did. We got hammered yesterday with about 8 inches of snow in about 5 hours. And now it's just – it's gorgeous outside. It's wet, but we have temperatures in the 40s. But, yeah, we have mountain passes and all kinds of things that we have to deal with during the winter. And there's a really nasty one between – here and Salt Lake City that you very well know. I'm not sure about where you're at now. Would you have to go through Soldier Summit?
I have the choice. I can go either over to Nephi and go up, or I can go over. So it's honestly, it's about the same. It might be like 3 minutes longer to go through Soldier Summit, but it's really not much different. Sometimes we'll go that way just for a change of scenery.
And if you guys, you know, if you're listening to us, Washington State or Louisiana or someplace, Soldier Summit, the highway there is one of the most dangerous in the United States. I think
highway
it's like
six.
In the top five.
Yeah, Highway 6. And it's the funny thing is, I'm like, why is this such a dangerous road? It's a nice road. It's wide. It's you know, but the problem is people go so fast because it is such a nice road.
Let's go back to the Double or Nothing, because I have some things that I have found to talk about that. You tried to get the tickets, and it was a great story. I mean, waiting for 45 minutes and then getting kicked out. Yeah, that's awesome. But 4 minutes, they sold it out in 4 minutes. Cody Rhodes on Twitter noted that it was the first same-day sellout for pro wrestling in Las Vegas. Tickets were purchased from all 50 of the United States. Plus Washington, D.C., which, of course, we know is not part of the United States.
Yeah, so. Exactly. What you should say is the first alien nation from an alien planet purchases wrestling tickets.
Whenever they say, and Washington, D.C., I know it's a district, but it is part of. This cracks me up. They also had tickets purchased from Puerto Rico, Canada, the United Kingdom, Mexico, Costa Rica, Australia, Germany, Finland, Panama, and Australia, all coming to Las Vegas to go to Double or Nothing. That is incredible to sell that out in 4 minutes.
So do we know how big the MGM Grand Arena is?
Might be able to look that up on good old internet here. So
look, dude, I've got the interweb right in front of me. Can you believe this?
Wow, that's amazing.
Grand Garden Arena, MGM. So it's 17,157 seats.
Wow.
How much does the Delta Center hold?
I
think it's close to 13,000, isn't
it? Yeah, it's probably around closer to 15, so.
What is it nowadays? It's something different every fetching month.
It is the Vivint Smart Home Arena.
Oh.
Vivint Smart Home is one of these services, and people, they build all kinds of stuff for home security. And they're huge.
Yeah, they're huge. They're
big. Anyway.
So what I could do is I could say, all right, Dave, I'm with Vivint. Have you heard of the crime rate in your area?
And I'd say I live in one of the safest cities in the entire country. But we do have our own crime. I'm telling you, we've had a couple of shootings recently. We've had that gentleman that was sending letters to the president, laced with a very dangerous chemical that could be mixed together to make racine. It was like 3 blocks from here where they got this guy taken care of. So we do have our crime here. Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, we probably have crime down here too, but nobody ever hears of it. This place is like the holy mecca, hidden gem of Utah. It's like you have to plan on going here.
I can't say I've ever been to San Pete County. I don't think I have. But that's great, man. Yeah, that's the home of Snow College. Is that right? Which college?
Snow College, baby.
Okay. Yeah. And what's their mascot?
A badger.
We're the badgers.
Feisty little buggers, huh?
Yeah. That's great. But, hey, May the 25th, it's going to be at the MGM Arena, Grand Arena. It's going to be All Elite Wrestling, Double or Nothing. And I don't know if my wife's going to listen to this or not, but I think that's going to be my birthday present this year, I think, so I can watch it on my computer. I think I'm going to do the purchase.
Really?
Yeah, I'm looking very seriously at that because, you know, how many action figures can I really have in my collection?
Maybe you could sell some on eBay to pay for it.
That's true. I recently did sell some of my really good comic books. Yeah, I sold an Amazing Spider-Man. Sold it. I'm going to brag here. I paid 20 cents for the book, and then I had it graded, which increased the value, and it cost $10 to get it graded. So, 20 cents, $10, then the shipping. I sold it for $85.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, nice. That's nice.
Was there ever any wrestling comics?
Yes, there were. WWE put out some wrestling. There's, I think it was from Dark Horse Comics, and I have that. And then WCW actually put out a line of comics for a while, and I can't remember where I was, but I actually found one that had Ron Simmons on the cover. So I got that for like $1, in a bargain bin. And then there's some other comics out there. You've had CM Punk that wrote for Thor and the Thor Annual. And then Christopher Daniels and Frankie Kazarian have also written comic books or written stories for Marvel Comics, and they have their own line out. And I think there's also an independent comic book line, and I'm just trying to do this off the head, and I can't remember what it was, but it was actually ranked as one of the best comics of the year by comicbook.com for 2017.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
So they're out there. I mean, I think even Lucha Underground put out a line of some comics. I've
Did
never
they
seen
really?
One, didn't do anything. So
you're so smart, Dave.
SMRT, that's me. I was going to ask you about something that you texted me today, okay? So I'm going to ask
you. Am I ready for this? I don't know if I'm ready for this.
But we've given you so many minutes since the beginning of the podcast to calm down.
Okay, can you lead into it gradually somehow?
Okay, well, we'll lead into it gradually.
I don't know if I can handle this.
Okay, give yourself a few minutes.
Okay, let's rewind first, shall we?
Okay.
Okay, let's rewind to the Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble. The first entrant in the Royal Rumble was one of my favorite superstars currently, Elias. JEFFJARRET. Spell his name right, okay?
That's right, yes.
Slap nuts. I don't know what slap nuts means, but
I have no idea, but it's
fun to say, right?
Right, it is fun. Let's say it together. Slap nuts. Oh, that was fun.
You got to have that accent like Jeff, too. You know?
Okay, I can do that because I'm from Tennessee.
Yeah, well, you know who else could do it?
Chris. Chris, he could do it real good.
Maybe he would be a little, have too much twang in it, though. he'd be like, you slap nuts, you're turning your diapers into pans. That was a great spot.
It was.
You know? It was great. And so, you know, the following night on Raw, you know, we have an altercation with Jeff Jarrett and the Road Dog Jesse James, and who used to be tag teams, right? Double J and the Road Dog used to be a tag team. And And here, you know, Elias is in there too. You know, they're giving Elias stress and stuff. And then Jeff hits Elias with the guitar and it doesn't break. I was like, what in the heck was that all about? But whatever, move forward. Because I'm sure it was still, you don't always have to break a guitar for it to hurt, right? Okay. So then we move on to the next week. We've got a match on Raw. And it had the potential to be a pretty decent match. I was like excited to see Double J back in the ring, and he didn't look half bad. He was hitting the ropes, and he's probably pushing 50, right? I mean, the guy looked pretty decent the guy didn't look like he had a lot of ring rust or anything at all. Because I'm sure he's been keeping pretty busy on the independent circuit. So anyways, we have a match that kind of doesn't really go anywhere, right? It just kind of was like, well, that was such a cool build-up for a match that really was not that great. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe we'll have some kind of an Elias Double J, you know, build-up and a feud for the next couple months until we get to WrestleMania. But what do they do this week on Raw? Please tell us, Dave.
I'll swear
if I tell you.
Oh,
we can't swear.
I don't want you to swear on this year podcast. We can't do that because this is the family show, you know? We can't use that kind of damn language here. So,
yes.
Monday Night Raw. Elias comes out and does his little strum and says, "Hello, I'm Elias." And then immediately the WWE switches to a backstage segment with the man, Becky Lynch, and Finn Balor. And I'm kind of scratching my head saying, what happened? And what were you saying about that time? Curse words?
We can't talk about it on the podcast.
Okay, we won't talk about that either. And then they come back, and once again, Elias is introduced. The little strum of the guitar, "Hello, I'm Elias." And immediately they go to a Seth Rollins set piece about Seth's career over the last year. I fast forwarded through that myself. But
Seth Rollins' knee, dude. His
oh,
knee.
I know that knee, man. And then they come back and they do a segment again. Introduce, ladies and gentlemen, Elias. Great strum of the guitar. And I'm Elias. And all of a sudden you start hearing, "Lucha, lucha, lucha, lucha." The Lucha House Party. I'm not a fan, to be honest with you. There's something about Kalisto that just bugs me, okay? That's just personal opinion. The other two, I enjoy watching. But they interrupt. And then they did a whole segment where Elias did his song. And what a song it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was great because it was cutting down, what was it, Grand Rapids they were in?
Yeah, he says, "You guys call it Beer City or something." He's like, "I got to wear bear goggles because you guys are all so ugly here."
It was great. And they continued on, and the Lucha House Party. It
didn't make any sense.
Made no sense.
I mean, you know what the best part of the whole segment was?
What was that?
When Elias bashed Kalisto over the frickin' head with that guitar. You know
I like
why?
That part.
Because Kalisto deserved it. For interrupting the greatest musical act today on the face of the planet.
But he didn't get a Grammy nomination.
You know, the Grammys is so politicized nowadays, they wouldn't know a good thing if it hit him in the face. I mean, look at the music nowadays, Dave. I mean, you're talking about auto-tune and techno and they – Dave, rant time. Post Malone is not rap. I'm sorry if you like him, but don't call him rap. Call him whatever you want, but don't call it rap, okay?
I thought he was working for the U.S. Postal Service. I have no idea who the dude is. Sorry, is he a hip-hop artist?
I don't know what you'd call him.
Uh-huh.
I'd call him a whiny...
Okay.
Well, yeah. We're moving on, right?
We're moving on. Okay, yes.
This is a wrestling podcast. This is a pop culture podcast. We're going to have to call this the Pop Culture Pod.
Yeah.
With a little bit of... Because we've covered more pop culture today than we have professional wrestling.
That's true. Haven't we? Comic books, now music.
Yeah. So anyways. But, you know, Elias... He's just looking for a place that's not such a disgrace. He sees so many stupid people. He wants to punch them in the face. That's all the guy's looking for.
That's all he's doing. All he wants to do is punch people in the face.
That's so hard.
That's not so hard. I want to walk with Elias, man.
One of the greatest EPs of 2018 was Elias's record.
Yeah, loved it.
Did you watch the Walk with Elias on the WWE Network?
Yes, I did.
That was great, wasn't it?
Like, but I'm like you. I think Elias is much better as a heel than he is a face. I didn't understand that
whole thing with Bobby Lashley. I didn't get that. That was a stupid deal.
When you go back with Elias when he did that segment in Seattle, with Kevin Owens, and they had 12 minutes of continuous booing so loud they could barely hear each other in the ring. That's getting heat, baby. And Elias gets heat.
Oh, you know, and everybody loves him, too. It's so awesome. It's like everybody loves to hate Elias. It's great. There's no reason why Elias shouldn't be Intercontinental Champion. You know, I'm sorry. He shouldn't. He should be.
I'm not going to disagree with you. I don't mind Bobby Lashley having the title, but I do think that he's probably going to lose it at the Chamber event. Mm-hmm. And then maybe we can get Elias against Finn Balor. That would be cool.
That'd be fun. The whole Bobby Lashley heel thing is kind of, I don't know.
Well, you... I like him better as the heel.
I like him better as a heel too, but they could have, as a face, he could have been so awesome too. I mean, that's a total. You don't want to talk about a missed mark. You know, I think we talked about that on our top 2018 things. The missed mark of Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar. I mean, what an absolute missed opportunity. You know, Bobby Lashley, fresh off that streak in TNA of holding all those titles, you know. And, I mean, the guy was pretty popular in the MMA side of things with Bellator. And the WWE comes and starts talking about how he loves his sisters.
I love you. I love you.
So I'm in total agreement with you on that, because there were two things that happened in 2018 where the WWE just completely 100% missed two great opportunities. One, WrestleMania last year, we've talked about it, Brock Lesnar, ours now, because I'm not a big fan, instead of going Brock Lesnar, I'm going Brock Lesnar against Strowman at WrestleMania. That should have happened.
Yeah,
it didn't. And then when Lashley comes in, they should have had Lashley against Brock Lesnar. But that didn't happen because they had Bobby going, I love you. My sisters, they're so wonderful. Yeah. Come on, give me a break.
And now they got, I mean, which, don't get me wrong, Leo Rush is an okay, you know, okay, mouthpiece for him, but does Bobby Lashley need a mouthpiece? I don't know.
His promo work's not great. It's not bad, but it's not great. He's not going to be a good talker by any means. But I was watching Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush together, and I'm sitting there saying, man, what a tag team that could be. You know, like a Thunder and Lightning or something they wanted to call it like that. Because Bobby Lashley is just so huge. And then Leo Rush can fly all over the ring, and he is cut. I mean, that young man is cut. and he's a great performer. And I would love to see them do a tag team.
At Elimination Chamber, he's going up against Finn Balor, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a handicap match. Rush is going to be in there, and Bobby Lashley against Finn Balor.
So what if Leo Rush wins?
I guess he becomes the title holder. I didn't think about that.
Maybe they'll both be co-holders of the title?
Can our egos be set aside for that to happen? That is the question next on the WWE.
Oh, Dave, we're on the frickin' road to WrestleMania. You know, this is supposed to be a friggin' 8-lane freeway, concrete, beautiful, going 75, 80 miles an hour, smooth. But I feel like we're in a gosh damn Model T Ford going up Tony Grove Canyon, man. What the hell is going on?
And it's still a dirt road. I don't... You know, I'm gonna ask you, I don't know if you've looked at what the Elimination Chamber is going to have. There is not a match on there that excites me.
Okay. I think that this is an absolute wasted, stupid pay-per-view. They should skip this pay-per-view and go right to Mania and just do a build. And we don't get paid to think, right?
Obviously.
Yeah, or else we'd be WWE employees, not radio guy and a maintenance guy.
I mean, you've got the Women's Tag Team Championship in the chamber. That's okay. You've got Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles versus Jeff, Randy Orton, Samoa Joe, and Kofi Kingston. But by the way, I mean, Chris and I talked about this, but what they did with Kofi Kingston taking over for Mustafa Ali because of his concussion, Kofi lasts over 60 minutes in that gauntlet match. I take my hats off to the guys at the WWE. That was really well done. Kofi Kingston, you are a pro, and I just enjoyed every minute of that one. That was fun.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I always love him. I like him as a solo performer better than the New Day.
Yeah.
You know, when he was doing, you know, and come out, SOS.
Remember that feud he had with Randy Orton?
Yeah.
That was where he really started getting over, and he destroyed Randy's car.
What, is the New Day ever going to, like, die off, or is it going to stay forever and ever 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 and ever?
I think it's going to hang around because they sell so much merchandise, and they're goodwill ambassadors. When Big E says, "Oh, Toledo, don't you dare be sour," and you see the whole crowd just, you know, chanting along with him, I would doubt if they're going to break up anytime soon.
The kiddies love them, don't they?
Yeah, and I don't even like pancakes. But did you notice Big E come into the ring with Kofi Kingston on SmackDown, and he was carrying like a huge tube of ground beef?
No.
Because Daniel Bryan's a vegan.
Oh, that's funny.
I was laughing so hard, and he was marching like he was in a parade. That made me laugh. I appreciated that. Big E, you the man, my man. That was awesome.
How long's Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles going to feud for?
I think they're going to go through WrestleMania.
Really?
At least. I mean, if you were the WWE and you put all this time and effort into Daniel Bryan and changing the belt and making it wood and then using hemp and making a big deal of that, you're not going to let it run for a month and then change that belt again, are you?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so I see that one going for a while.
So let me ask you a question then. Who else is WWE Championship material on the SmackDown brand?
Oh, man, on the SmackDown brand.
Okay, there's no doubt that AJ Styles can go, man. The guy can go against literally anybody. Probably I'll say it, because it's true. He is probably the most well-rounded professional wrestler right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's awesome. I mean, he's phenomenal.
Yeah. That's,
yeah. Awesome.
He is.
Yeah.
The face that runs that place.
You're not going to get any disagreement from me. I think he's – I like the feud between he and Daniel because they're just such pros, both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know who I would love to see have the belt at least one time for a while?
Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe. Oh, man, I love his work.
That could be a good feud.
I love his work.
Dude, Samoa Joe and Daniel Bryan, that could really work too because they're – you could have both of them just – I mean, because Samoa Joe's just, you know, pissed off of the world all the time. And, you know, we don't have heel versus heel matches very much. You know, and what would be wrong with having somebody that's pissed off of the world and somebody that's pissed off of the world for different reasons? You know, Daniel Bryan's pissed off of the world because we eat cows. And Samoa Joe's pissed off of the world because he probably didn't get his teriyaki chicken bowl or something, you know? I don't know.
Oh. Hey, I don't know why he's – but, you know, I like it. I think Joe, he's one of those performers that I think they could put the belt on him for, you know, maybe two pay-per-views, and no one would complain.
Oh,
I can't,
absolutely.
I can't see where that wouldn't be something that he could do. I love his work. I have always enjoyed Samoa Joe's work.
Okay, so let's talk about the – I don't know how to say it's. I wouldn't say it's an elephant. Redheaded stepchild of WWE right now, or something. The Raw Women's Championship.
Okay. I'm actually enjoying most of it with the man Becky Lynch,
well,
Ronda Rousey.
The man part, I'm enjoying the heck out of. Okay,
uh-huh.
I'm a little tired of Ronda though, dude. I got it.
And you know, she's starting to get booed.
Really?
Yeah, she's not handling it very well. She was cutting a promo, and the crowd was on her so bad that she started stumbling, and kind of, and they had to send Bayley out to kind of, you know, help her out because they were going to do a match, and they started it early because Ronda was having trouble cutting her promo with the people just really harassing her. And that's one of her weaknesses. She's getting better with the promo work, but.
So social media seems to be very mixed on this situation right now. You for one, you said, you know, I predict it to be a three-way match and you're excited to see how it plays out. But boy, I follow the WWE on Facebook and Instagram and stuff. And, WWE put something up about Charlotte and there was 13,508 comments or something. And so, you know, I took 3 days, about 16 hours a day and read all 13. No, I didn't. I read about five or six of them and about half of them, maybe I read a little more than five or six. I scrolled for a second, just browsing through them. And about half of the people were like, this is bullcrap. The WWE is so stupid. I'm quitting watching. You know, they're doing to Charlotte what they did to Roman Reigns. They're shoving Charlotte down her throat. I'm so sick of Charlotte. She needs to get off TV. And then, like, next person's like, whoa, 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 calm down. This is great. You know, Charlotte's going to add so much more to this match. They said, you know, Becky and somebody was commenting. They're like, Becky and Ronda would be a stagnant, stale match. But when you get Charlotte's high-flying and her athletic ability, then it's going to be such a better – but I'm like, why would Becky Lynch and Ronda be a stagnant match?
I disagree with that person because I think that would be a tremendous match as a solo match. But we're talking WrestleMania, so they're always looking to do something special at WrestleMania, right?
And something over the top. I mean,
something
isn't that what –
over the top. So, I'm enjoying it, and there's a couple of people on Turnbuckle Trash like Andrew Sowell, and he's enjoying it. Rob Thrill, I think, is enjoying it. He's with Devotion Wrestling. I'm just going to throw this out. WrestleMania, you're going to have Ronda Rousey, you're going to have Charlotte, we know that, and the build-up I mean, we still got so many weeks before Mania. Think about the buildup. Somehow, they're going to have to add Becky Lynch to this match. Okay? Then, think about this. Asuka. Okay. And combining the women's title.
Oh, do you think that's what they'll do?
I firmly believe. Mark it down in your calendar that I think it's going to be a fatal four-way. And it's going to be Becky Lynch, and it's going to be Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair, and Asuka. Now, I'm not going to tell you who wins because I have no idea yet. But I think the way people are reacting, they're thinking WrestleMania is tomorrow. But we're talking building a storyline to Mania. So there's still plenty of time for all kinds of things to happen.
So maybe my Model T on the dirt road analogy isn't so bad if we've still got time, Dave.
Still got plenty of time.
I mean, you know, I'm picturing, you know, Lamborghini going 90 miles an hour. I think Mania is like right around the corner because I'm so excited for it, I guess.
So you still have plenty of time for the storyline. And I have complained over the last year or so about the lack of time to build a storyline for these pay-per-views. And I'm going to go back to what's happening this coming Sunday for who cares about this match. And it's Ronda Rousey against Ruby Riott for the championship. Is it really something that you're looking forward to? And I told Chris, and I'm going to tell you this, I think it's a disservice to Ruby Riott.
Yeah, it's kind of not fair.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair because she had no time to really build any kind of story. And I think she's a talent that in the future she's going to have the belt.
Well, and, you know, let me tell you something, too, is, you know, I think personally, too, that when Ronda Rousey took on Little Miss Bliss, I think that that was unfortunate the way they made Ronda, you know, throw her around like a rag doll and didn't give her, you know, put her in like a scared little puppy cat. I think they kind of took the wind out of her sails a little bit, you know, because she was really, really over at that point too. And especially with that whole storyline with old Facebreaker.
Yeah, Nia. You know,
Nia
yeah.
Jackson. I mean, there was a lot of people who loved her at that time, and some of the stuff she was, you know, partner up with Mickie James and things like that. And then all here comes Ronda along and totally took the wind out of her sails. And I know she got injured, didn't she?
Yeah, actually, in that match, all those judo throws injured her shoulder. And then she's had quite a few concussions, so she had to miss quite a bit of last year.
And she came back for the Royal Rumble, the women's Royal Rumble match, which was good to see her back. But honestly, she lost. Now everybody's so focused on Becky Lynch that nobody really cares about her. I guess my thing is the whole Ronda Rousey thing, I think, has been almost a disservice to the WWE. And I think it's pissed a lot of people off.
But she gets such a pop when she comes into the...
But why does everybody hate her and boo her then?
Well, it's because of the man. The man is now kind of like the Stone Cold Steve Austin back in the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
There's a lot of comparisons. She's got the attitude. She struts into the ring. She's not going to back down from anybody. And the crowd's really into her. The WWE universe is into her. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Ronda Rousey becoming more of maybe the villain in this thing. And I don't know exactly, but if the WWE listens to what the fans want, and of course they made this big thing about the McMahon family taking back over, then they will start writing just a little bit differently between here and Mania.
So, okay, so my question is, everybody to talk, like I was reading, I can't remember, I was reading somewhere, heard somebody else's commentary. They said, you know, Stone Cold was one of the best baby faces of all time. But I wouldn't necessarily classify Stone Cold as a baby face. I mean, He was still pretty bad, eh?
Well, but he was that anti-hero.
Yeah.
You know, I would put him as an anti-hero face, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like the Road Warriors. The Road Warriors were the same way. They had this huge pop every time they came to the ring. They were not faces. They always remained the same who they were. So I think that's where it's going. But the Elimination Chamber coming up, and there's some news there that's a little bit discerning today. Jimmy Uso's in trouble, man.
He's in trouble. Somebody can't hold their alcohol well.
Yeah. Naomi and Jimmy, of course, they're husband and wife. They're in Detroit, and there was not an event there. I don't know why they were in Detroit, but they were pulled over because Naomi was driving. She was going the wrong way. The police smelled a lot of alcohol, and when Naomi was being questioned by the police, they told Jimmy to stay inside the car, which he did not. Evidently, he was very drunk, gets out, pulls off his shirt, and is looking like he's wanting to fight. Gets arrested.
Dun, dun,
they're
dun.
Supposed to wrestle Sunday. What's going to happen, man?
Well, he did post bond or bail or whatever, and so I'm sure he's out, but is the WWE going to slap his butt with a suspension or something for something like that? Or I wonder how they do that type of thing. Cause you know, they're representing the company, and I would imagine Vince doesn't take very liking to stuff like that. When you see a WWE superstar gets arrested, that just goes right. And then all of a sudden, and then everybody brings up all the other bad stuff that's happened in wrestling in the past. It's just like it just always opens up a door. And that's why they were so quick to cut loose some of these people who have been accused of domestic abuse. And the most – what was one of the recent ones? Mr. Enzo Amore, you know. I know he was acquitted and they ended up dropping the investigation. And it was too bad what – happen, but you know they'll drop you like a bad habit to keep their name out of the press.
Yeah, and bad press. So
yeah,
that's going to be interesting to see how they're going to handle that. I wouldn't be surprised if it just goes off, and then afterwards, after Sunday, something happens and you don't see the Usos for a little bit.
Yeah.
And if Jimmy did something wrong, he's going to have to own up to it. You know?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not gonna make accusations and you know, saying they need to suspend him, they need to get him, get rid of him, put him in rehab. You know, that's a personal issue. So I'm not gonna jump on that bandwagon by any means. And if he does have an issue, then I hope he gets help.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, and everybody's guilty of not holding their alcohol well so at certain points in their lives, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Except you and I mean, we don't drink.
So. Yeah. So.
But that was a real shame. And I hope that, I hope it doesn't put a pall over what happens on Sunday at the Elimination Chamber. Shane McMahon and The Miz, I'm not real thrilled with this best tag team thing, but it might be building up to Shane and The Miz WrestleMania moment against each other. I don't know.
It's going to be interesting to see where this road leads and how many twists and turns are going to be in it and how many uphill battles Becky Lynch will have to go to fight the McMahons.
Yes, the man.
Well, Dave, you said that this was supposed to be, should be a quick, short segment.
Well, we started having fun.
54 minutes and 16 seconds, Dave.
Hey, we could have sold out the MGM Grand Arena and still have 50 minutes to play.
Yeah. Play like Elias?
We could have walked with Elias through the MGM casino while he's strumming the guitar, and I would have been winning millions of dollars playing slot machines and video poker.
Wake up, Dave. Wake up.
I'm waking up?
Yeah, it's a dream, Dave. You were daydreaming for a minute.
Oh, I thought you were going to say silence your cell phone and shut your mouth.
I would never say that to you, Dave. You have the voice of an angel.
Of an angel? Uh-huh. You didn't talk to me 2 weeks ago when I was so sick, did you?
Well, I guess, you know, Dave, you sick probably still sounds better than Christian Bale as Batman.
Ben Affleck. I'd say Ben Affleck instead of Christian Bale.
Dude, but Christian Bale's voice.
Yes, I'm Batman.
I actually like the Ben Affleck because he has like a little voice changer activated.
Hey, the movie Fighting With My Family opened today, because today when we're recording this is February the 14th, the limited theaters around the country. And then it's going to be nationwide on the 22nd. And I do know that it's going to be in Salt Lake City at Jordan Commons. I've been looking to see if it's going to be closer to Logan. So I really want to see that movie, but I don't know if I'll be able to definitely watch Fighting With My Family.
You think it'll be good, or do you think it'll be stupid?
Well, the reviews are saying it's pretty funny. But, I mean, the storyline itself, and of course, most of it was filmed before Paige had her incident where she was cut short in her career because of the injuries. So they're taking it up to the time she wins the WWE title the day after WrestleMania against AJ Lee. So I don't know if they're going to if they've recorded anything else to put on there about AJ's career since. I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing how that is. So
we'll have to see, Dave. Well, lots of good stuff on the road to WrestleMania.
Long time before Mania, and we're going to have some fun with it.
So now here's the question of the day, though, and we'll end with this. Do you think NXT will do a better job than WrestleMania?
Let me think about that for a long time. Yes.
Dave, you didn't think about that for very long.
I didn't have to.
Why not?
Because you're looking at NXT, and they have more time to build storylines. And frankly, they have better performers right now. Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Wrestling, Aleister Black. Great tag teams down there. Women's division. I'm looking forward to the takeover.
Good. Good. I'm looking forward to Elimination Chamber. I just can't wait to see Braun Strowman and Baron Corbin.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that match, too. Somebody's going to get these hands. They are these hands. Maybe Nicholas will show up.
Yeah, and maybe Baron Corbin will grow his hair back out and become a BA again. Stop wearing a stupid suit. Well, Dave, don't get drunk and square up against the police tonight, okay?
I will try my best. Even if my wife is driving the wrong way down a one-way street. I think we only have one in Logan, by the way. But even if that happens, I will not square up against the police.
Good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear that I've taught you well, my young Padawan.
Thank you so much.
So many references to pop culture in this pod, Dave.
I don't know. Maybe we should talk about The Arrow, The Flash, Supergirl, Gotham, and more. I mean, sometime we are to do that. So
you've already talked about the TMNT wrestler many times, so we don't even need to go there.
And, of course, Cody has had a recurring role in Arrow throughout the year. Yeah.
So. Well, Dave, it's been, as always, an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
It's always fun when I get to talk wrestling with somebody.
And I'll tell you what, it is on the calendar. Mark these days out, Dave. March 27th through the 29th, or I will be joining you in studio for a special edition, pre-mania edition of Turnbuckle Trash.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
I'm coming to Logan.
I can't wait, man. I cannot wait. I've done it. I've even put it in red.
RSVP. Thanks, Dave. You're a stud. Hey.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy!
Yeah!
Thanks for listening, and in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
Let's say it together.
Slap nuts!
You could have heard a lung collapse.
And then, when Lashley comes in, they should have had Lashley against Braun Lesnar. But that didn't happen because they had Bobby going,
I love you. My sister's just so wonderful. Oh, you hurt my feelings.
Oh, crap.
And the crowd was just kind of going,
basically.
Where's the concessions? I need a foam finger there.
It's the vegan club.
Where's the badges? Where's the badges?
Leisty, congratulations. You're waiting in line.
I'm going to cry. This is so good.
You can sit here, someone pass a kidney stone. I mean,